Stephon White here with LRM Online with
Kyle Malone.
And we're here today to talk about DVDs that cost $1. It's been a while since you've probably seen a DVD for $1. Dollar days are gone with the dollar drive-in theater. Now everything is Netflix or AMC or Hulu. But we're in luck. The Dollar Tree does stock DVDs for $1. In fact, we have a Blu-ray today. Ninja. Scott Atkins.
Yep. Who played one of the zealots on Doctor Strange, one of Caecilius's Dormammu zealots.
Yeah. Nice.
I think his name in it is a strong zealot.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. I didn't even catch that.
They actually has the fight with Doctor Strange, like seriously? In the hallway, and the cloak starts wrapping around. I think that's.
Is he wearing a costume or anything like that? Or
yeah, he's got his eyes all messed up.
Okay, maybe that's why I didn't get it. All right, so cool.
I think that's the one.
I got to watch that again. Yep. Cool. I'm gonna check that out. And folks, you should probably check it out too to see Scott Atkins, get an idea of what we're talking about here. Is he doing his own martial arts in this film?
It looks like it.
Right.
He's actually the best martial artist in the movie.
He is, man.
They have a lot of martial artists in there, but he by far seems to be the best.
He is.
The actual ninja there on the bad guy. He not as good.
Which, yeah, not as good. Mazuzuka, that's his name.
Yep. Yeah. Not as good. But yeah, Atkins did all right.
He had a cool ninja suit, though, Mazuzuka.
Yes, he did. Very, very awesome ninja suit. Kind of like there's some high-tech stuff involved in it.
It reminded me of Sam Fisher from the Splinter Cell series.
Yes.
Very much so.
Whenever I hate seeing in movies whenever somebody puts on night vision goggles and it glows green.
Right, okay.
Because that's not how it is.
It's not authentic, okay, right.
Because what would be the point of being in the dark if your eyes are going to go green?
It's all green, so right? Everybody can see you now, right? Yeah. So, it's like...
That's funny.
He's that target over there.
Yeah, and then you can just aim for the green and you'll hit him in the face.
Right, so seriously, right? It's an easy thing, you know?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
What'd you think of it overall?
I thought that it was cheesy. But it was worth $1. It was a good movie in that I would put it on if I had guests over at the house that were kind of in, some cheesy films, something like that. If we're playing a board game or something, I'd throw this on because you could peep up and you go, wow, Scott Atkins. Yeah. But you could tune out, you know, easily because the plot is kind of forgettable.
Easily forgettable. They make it seem like the whole... I like the movie overall.
Right.
It was entertaining in a cheesy way.
Saying the least.
I was kind of hoping for more of that classic 1970s martial arts movies. Is what I was really hoping it would feel more like.
Sure.
But they kind of took themselves a little too serious sometimes in the movie.
I agree.
You could definitely see Atkins really trying hard to act.
He went that Oscar, man.
Yeah.
Did you see that in shot when on the stairs?
Yeah.
And he just angry face, you know?
Absolutely. And the actress that played Namiko, she seemed to try to act real well.
Yeah.
The guy playing Matsuka, he definitely was just like, nah, man, this is a cheesy martial arts movie.
He was acting in another movie the whole time. I felt like he was in another movie separate from them.
He's going to have a little fun with it.
Right.
Didn't take himself too seriously. But it's entertaining. Definitely for $1. Why not?
Right. You know? It's definitely... worth more than a coaster. It doesn't get coaster status.
No, I'll keep it.
I add it to my collection.
Yeah,
you
exactly.
know? Yeah, for sure.
So going into the plot, the way it opened up to me, going into the plot, you see that you've got this dojo and there's a master and it's like time for him to retire. And so he's got Matsuka and Casey, who is an American orphan left there in Japan when his dad was an alcoholic and his mom ran away.
Sure.
And
they kind of plugged that in.
Yeah.
At some
dad
point.
Was like a Marine and he just like abandoned him there. And so the dojo takes him in and he's like, the master's like, all right, it's going to be you or you. And there's a big fight between Matsuka and Casey. And it wasn't supposed to happen. The bad guy just like,
what happened
snaps.
With that, man?
Just snaps.
There was no tension growing or anything.
I mean, they didn't spend any time building this. What do you call it? The conflict.
Between these two guys. For them to just not like each other that long.
Yeah.
You know?
It's it was like, almost, you're missing out on something.
Where's the orphan young Scott Atkins child? And I almost felt like they were trying to do like a Storm Shadow, Snake Eyes sort of thing. You know?
I told my wife that's a Roku Saki and that's a Mako Yoshi.
Okay. Yeah. It's spot on.
And the girl, I figured, would be Master Splinter's, you know, love interest.
Definitely,
and,
yeah.
And but they didn't build any of that. They're just like, these two hate each other.
They're like, you've seen it before in 1,000 movies.
Go
you know,
they hate each just, other.
We're gonna show you Scott Atkins kicking some ass.
Yeah,
that was it.
Then they go. They have their big fight. The master kicks out Matsuka. And right. It's like, never come back. You're a horrible person. Soke, I think that was the name of the master of the dojo.
He actually did all right with the acting, I felt like.
Yeah, he was
pretty solid, you know?
He knew what type of movie he was in.
Yeah, yeah. He recognized the territory.
He knew what movie he was in.
Yeah, yeah.
So you got those guys. They fight. One's banished. The other one gets to take over. But they show some weird... What I really thought was like KKK at first,
right.
The cult,
sure,
or whatever.
Who was with that, man?
I don't know, but like right next to the white dude, the businessman,
right.
Is a black dude, and he's just like, no, okay, so it's not KKK.
It's not that, right?
No.
Where are
what,
we?
What
it's
are
a
we
cult?
Doing here?
Okay.
And they even have this weird like thump on their chest and then fist outraised, which
right,
is really
which
like,
is similar
oh,
to it, right? Yeah.
No,
uh-huh. Like, what's stuff. This? All right.
But he obviously
that'd be a good. Follow-up, Ninja versus the Clan.
Yes.
Like, yeah, I'd pay for that, man.
I would
pay
that
my money
that.
Now.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Ninja versus Clan or something. Yeah, that'd be great.
That'd be seriously.
And then so this businessman, he hires Matsuka. You see him take out some corporate competitors in Russia, I think it
was.
Yeah,
yeah.
And then...
what'd you think of that fight scene when he's taking those guys out?
It was cool, except for did you notice that when he stabs dude, that they didn't... pay for any effects to make the sword go through him.
Right. It's like under here. Yeah, yeah. It's like straight like this.
And you can see the
and they angle it,
the,
right?
Yeah, you can see the profile and clearly see that it is on the
you got
the
that,
side
right?
Of
yeah,
the
sword did not bend or anything.
Nope. Yeah. And then all the CGI blood.
What was with that?
I mean, squibs. I know, you know, when you're doing like gunshots
right.
and exploding
yeah.
can be kind of expensive. But just like a latex pouch that
sure.
you can cut,
it would
be
a little more
out.
Authentic.
Yeah,
man.
And that's not
this
too
was like just
you know a good makeup artist could have done a
definitely,
lot of these
man.
Effects.
Yeah,
but CGI blood, holy crap!
It was like the same CGI effect over and over.
Yes,
but it was
yes.
Like CGI blood effect one.
And when we get to it, the rain, the blood in the rain fight when he goes when Matsuka goes after the dojo.
Uh-huh.
So he takes out those Russians, and you learn that he's got a connection to this corporate. You know,
right.
bad guy, if you will, who runs a cult.
Which
they,
is the, yeah.
they never explain the cult. It's some
they
sort
do
of
not.
Brotherhood.
And they all dress like they're from, like, was that Assassin's Creed
yes,
video game
yes.
or something?
They got,
you
like,
know?
Hanging down suspenders and stuff
it's
on their
like,
backs
yeah,
and weird
it's
jacket.
A straight club, man.
And they all got to be branded.
You got to be branded.
You're not branded.
You get the whole package.
I'm not being branded.
You pay
it's
your $500 bucks in initiation,
yeah.
package, wardrobe, and everything.
Yeah, definitely. Not going to let anybody brand me.
No, that was ridiculous.
Then Matsuka comes and he takes out the master. Right,
right.
And that's when he's got. You see his first, you know, full blown, put on the kit with the
with the visor and everything,
goggles
yeah.
and stuff. And it's a pretty cool looking.
It's
outfit.
A cool looking suit when you look at it. You
yeah,
know?
I'm down with it. Just not down with the glowing green eyes.
No,
he uses guns. He uses poison.
Right.
He poisons the master.
Yeah.
Like dumps out the antidote.
That's
that
messed
was
up, man.
Yeah, that was a plot device in it. They're like,
they showed that earlier,
antidote.
Right?
Yeah,
yeah. It was like some
ninjas used.
MacGuffin they threw in
yeah,
there real quick.
Absolutely.
You know. Uh-huh.
And then so the master, right before he gets attacked, he had sent a box full of ancient ninja gear. You know, there's weapons, there's an outfit, bows and arrows,
okay.
All sorts of stuff. And they send him the box with Casey and a female named Namiko.
Right.
Who was his daughter, if I'm not mistaken.
That's the sensei's daughter.
Yeah, that was,
okay.
That was the master's
took me
daughter.
About three watches.
Yeah. And they send it to the United States, to New York, to hide it because apparently it's got mystical powers.
Right.
And they never explain how it's got mystical powers, but Matsuka, he wants it. He
there's
wants
a lot
that box.
Unexplained in
yes,
the film.
Yes, there's
yeah.
so much unexplained. He wants that box. And so he tracks it down, tracks them down. The corporate cult leader guy sends some bad guys to a...
<leader.
laughs> what else is
this?
Corporate
what,
cult
what
leader.
It was, you know.
Sends some bad guys after Casey and Namiko at the at some professor's house that
right.
That the sensei
sure,
was
the guys show up with the initiation package wardrobe.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right. Absolutely, yep. They start shooting up the place.
Yeah.
You know, and there's more CGI blood.
Right.
Oh, you know what? I want to go back to the fight between Casey and Matsuka.
Okay.
Something that I noticed when he cuts him across the face. Casey
early
cuts,
on?
Yes.
Yeah.
When he first comes back to the sensei and he's like, give me the box. And the sensei's like, no.
Right.
And that's why he sends it to the United States.
Right.
he had a CGI scar.
Oh, man, really?
It wasn't a real scar.
It was a CGI scar.
CGI scar.
Oh, wow. We're pulling Henry Cavill mustache disappearance level CGI.
What? Didn't they also, like, do something with his hands in Justice League? I saw
it. It looked a little weird, yeah. Man. Yeah.
But CGI scar. Again, wow. Latex.
You
could have
just done a little makeup.
Makeup,
man. Yeah. Man, he might have been able to do the makeup as the actor himself or something like that.
It's ridiculous. Uh-huh. And so anyways, more CGI blood. There's a fight with the sensei. Now we got the corporate cult guys in America chasing down Casey. They kill the professor. And for some reason, the cops automatically assume that Namiko and Casey are the suspects.
Right off the bat.
The people that have been killed in that room that are all wearing the
same outfit, right?
they're not the suspects. It's the American and the Japanese lady that ran away.
Great detective skills.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. They end up getting arrested, and they go to the police station, and that's where Matsuka tracks them down.
Right.
He attacks the police station. You get more CGI blood.
Hey, what'd you think of that airport scene?
The airport scene?
When Matsuka...
That was slick.
You think it was slick?
That was pretty cool. Okay. He sees the guy that looks similar to him.
And he takes the passport and everything?
Yep, and he hits him with the poison dart.
Right.
The funny thing is you know the dart's poison, but it looks like at one point the whole dart is in his mouth.
That's what I thought it was. I thought it was
his
mouth.
How did he not die,
right? Exactly. He should have just been croaking there.
It just like hits the guy with the poison dart and carries him into the bathroom and takes his identity. So that was slick.
That's pretty slick. Yeah. Right.
Now, if I was going to kill somebody in an airport... with ninja skills, I'd probably use a poison dart.
And choose the guy with the exact outfit that you're wearing, right?
Just so happens.
How perfect was that, right?
Looks very similar.
Similar enough. Just pulling his glasses, I'm him.
So they end up having their big fight at the police station. He captures the girl. And then Casey goes and gets the box and puts on the mystical ninja gear.
Okay, so is that where the mystical ninja gear came from?
Yes, it came from the box.
I was wondering where it came from.
Yes.
Okay.
And they make it hard to follow. They really make it hard to follow.
He just came out of nowhere with this costume on.
And his costume's a little bit more traditional.
Right.
Ninja.
Yeah,
it still
definitely.
Has like football pads or something on the side. Almost like... It almost looked like smoke from Mortal Kombat.
Definitely.
All black.
Yeah, but all black, right? Yeah.
He had like the ridged shoulder stuff going
definitely
on.
Definitely Mortal Kombat inspired. He used the vest and the padding.
Absolutely. And so they have their big fight. He tricks Matsuka, says, "Give up the girl and I'll give you the box." He lowers the box down on a crane. The bad guy does something no bad guy's ever done.
Never.
He gives the girl up.
Here
without
you go.
Actually inspecting the
it's
stuff.
The box. Here you go.
Yeah, I see the box. I'm not going to check inside the box before I give up the girl.
I feel the mystical box.
Yes,
it's
yes.
Full.
I trust you. Yeah. I've tried to kill you.
Right.
There's no way you're going to, double cross me.
No way.
So he lets the girl go, goes up to the box, and the box is what? Empty. And he's like, "No, you bastard."
Somebody should hit backspace in that script a little bit and fix that, It's a little tweak.
The box could have
made
empty.
It so much better. It's empty,
And then they have a big fight. There's swords, there's bows and arrows, there's poison.
Right.
He hits the girl with the poison.
I kind of rejoiced when she did get hit by the poison because that bow and arrow thing just came out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Like, she's like got a quiver and arrows and she's just...
Well, some of that stuff was in the box, but how did...
They
how
did
the
show.
Casey
how did Casey
hold...
Where did this stuff go?
Yeah.
That's where I'm at.
Yeah.
They didn't show her go pick it up from anywhere. Nope. It's just like, she's like, "I got the arrows now,
And bad guy hits girl with the poison. She's sitting there, lives way longer than anybody
else
that has had poison.
She beat the sensei.
Yet.
He's the sensei,
She holds on.
Yeah.
I thought it was cool when he takes that poison vial or the antidote and he breaks it.
He just shatters. It's
just
over.
Shatters.
No hope.
And then...
I'm not even pouring it out.
Nope, just shatters. Fuck you.
Yeah, man. Basically.
Your girl's gonna die.
She's dying. Yep.
And she survives still for even longer. The fight goes on for like 5 minutes.
Definitely.
That fight probably had the best martial arts.
It did. It's like they were holding back for that last fight.
Yeah.
I appreciated that last fight. It kind of eased the whole rest of the movie over.
Yeah.
You know?
And you know what? I was looking at the cinematography, and I wrote some notes down, but they're too far away for me to grab right now. The cinematography actually was not that bad.
No.
They could have moved a little bit more, maybe gone for some wider shots.
Right.
But I was actually overall impressed for such a low budget movie.
Yeah. What do you think the budget was for something like this?
Oh God, I don't know.
It was low though.
$50.
Hey man, I was thinking about that when I'm listening to the audio and you're talking. Do you think they were trying to purposely do some weird like a Japanese dub or something like that? Because it seemed like the audio was a little off. It didn't match quite.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure what was going on.
Okay, maybe there wasn't any left in the budget for post processing the audio. You know,
they wasted it all on the CGI blood.
Basically, yeah, in the CGI scar. That was expensive. That blew the budget.
Oh man, that scar. Go back and watch it.
I'm gonna watch it again. Yeah,
it's rough. And then so good guy defeats the bad guy, and here's the master telling the story about the box and that there's hope inside the sword.
Yeah.
And so he automatically looks at the bottom of the sword and pulls out a vial of the antidote.
Man.
Gives it to the girl and phew, she's alive. She's good to go. Fast forward to Japan and they've buried the master.
Right.
And I'll tell you what, she was a student at that school.
She was
a student.
But
they always have her in kimonos and more
subservient
clothing.
Like she's just, she's something totally different.
But she's a martial artist.
But she's a martial artist, though.
And
they should have played that up a little bit more.
They didn't at all.
They didn't. I thought that she was just like a love interest.
Yeah.
And the sensei's daughter.
No, she
didn't know she was a student.
She has a couple good fight scenes. The fight scene in the subway was pretty cool.
That was pretty cool, man.
Diving in between the handrails.
Yeah,
and
she's
stuff
actually,
like that.
She has some good martial arts skills, man.
I'm fairly certain. I mean, they have a lot of close-ups in the martial arts.
Right.
And I'm fairly certain most of these actors were doing their own stunts.
Yeah.
I mean, of course, like the background ninjas and the background fighters, not the three main characters, Casey, Matsuka, and Namiko.
Right.
But the other ones, I mean, yeah, you could get any type of stunt fighter to do that.
To do that stuff, yeah.
But your main actors,
with your main guys,
close-ups and stuff. And I think they did the majority of
their
Atkins
was definitely serving up some twist kicks in a good way, man.
It was fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they do these close-ups on the actors.
Right.
And so, I definitely think they did a lot of their own stunts, a lot of their own
There weren't many cutaways. You could see that was the person pretty accurately.
And that fight in the subway was cool, and that last fight was real cool.
Yeah, the last fight.
At the end of the movie, we kind of got away from the plot, but there at the end of the movie, bury the old sensei, and now the new Soke, or master, is Casey.
That's pretty cool.
And you see them training and everything like that. You know what else I think was CGI?
What's that?
I think that dojo was CGI.
Really? The dojo?
I think it is.
Oh, man. Okay.
My wife and I watched the movie again last night just to have it fresh on the
mind
before filming today.
Right.
And it looks like a CGI.
Oh, man.
Dojo.
I'm going to watch it again. I got to see this. I'm going to look for the scar in a CGI dojo.
Yes. And
God,
so much CGI.
Man, that was pretty heavy.
But I wonder what they use, like, because it's not good CGI.
No.
So where'd all the budget go?
Right.
So
Scott Atkins.
What was your favorite part of the whole movie, man?
Man, my favorite part had to be the in-fight scene.
Mm-hmm.
Because the ninja suits look cool.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Ninja. So I'm expecting to see this 90% of the film. But, you know, they kind of pull it out when it's Masazuka. You don't really see Atkins put on Don the costume until the end.
It's kind of like a superhero movie, right?
He's like, I believe in myself now. I know who I am. I got my costume on.
Got my mystical ninja.
Yeah, man.
And there's no mystical powers.
It was no mystical.
Nothing.
Masazuka had what was with him with the sword? He could move it really quick and it started blurring.
Yeah,
they didn't really go into that, man.
No, I don't think it was like an energy. I think it was kind of like just to be a blur.
Just to be
looked like he's moving
right
fast.
And then he's gone, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it almost had like a blue glow to it.
It did, yeah. I thought they were going to go into that a bit. Like, oh, he's got some sort of ability or something, but
they didn't go with it. I thought something would happen with the mystical box. I mean, why
Matsuka
want that box?
It's a mystical
so
box.
Bad.
He has to go protect it and everything. They sent him to America, but
people died over.
Yeah,
that
they
box.
Died over it, man.
And it's
yeah.
just a Mortal Kombat outfit.
Yeah, basically. Yeah,
yeah. I really enjoyed the the campiness.
It was definitely camp, man.
Out of all the fights between the end fight and the subway scene had some cool stuff. Like I said, diving in between the handrails and fighting in an enclosed space is kind of
cool. That's pretty cool. They had a lot going on in that contained area. I wish there was some more flair to those scenes, though.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I felt like the action could have been like punctuated if it was just shot a little different. Not that it was bad or terrible or anything, but I just felt like you couldn't take the martial arts that was happening here, put it in The Matrix and then say The Matrix is a good movie with that level of martial arts.
No.
It felt like you know, just a little flair would have really helped it out.
Yeah, they could have. And, you know, cut down on the CGI blood.
Yeah.
And I mentioned the rain.
That CGI blood was everywhere, man. Like, when he was slicing people's throats, it was hitting the screen and everything. I'm like, this is an old effect. This is, you know.
I think there's only one or two times, because a lot of people get stabbed with swords in this movie. And the majority of them, it's going under their arm and sticking out the back side that way. I think there were two scenes where you actually see a sword go through the center.
Right.
And you can see it's a CGI blade. A real cheaply done
CGI blade. And in the dark. Is that that scene when it's like, yep, that's the one.
Yep.
Hide the CGI blade.
Talking about the CGI blood and the rain when Matsuka comes after the master at the dojo.
At the dojo, yeah.
I think all they did was colored some of the rain as black. That's how cheap it looks.
Yeah, it did.
That's how cheap it looks.
It was pretty bad, yeah.
What would you, on a scale of 1 to 5, for what it is, it can't be $1 literally, bought this for $1 plus tax.
Yeah.
Scale of 1 to 5, what do you give it?
I give it a 4.
Give it a 4?
I give it a 4.
I give it a solid 3.
Yeah.
It's kind of like there in the middle.
Right.
Like, I'm keeping it.
I'm keeping it, yeah.
I'm showing it.
Right.
I got a buddy that's going to come out. He's a lot like us, you know.
Okay.
We're big into the geeky stuff.
Cool.
And likes B-movies.
Really?
And we're going to watch it when it comes out in October.
Oh, so, nice.
Yeah. Definitely.
Man, this might go down in history as one of the cheesy...
Great
films.
Yeah. And you know what I'm looking forward to?
What's that?
Ninja 2.
We got to find that.
We got to find Ninja 2, because there is a sequel.
There should be. And what else is there? You mentioned
that. Oh, yeah. The female that plays Namiko. I cannot remember the actress's name off the top of my head right now, but she's also in, it's either Alien versus Ninja or Ninja versus Alien. And either way,
it's awesome. They're aliens and ninjas.
Absolutely. I mean, that's better than Aliens and Cowboys.
Definitely, man.
Yeah.
So. It's a cool mashup.
Yeah. So 5 and a 3. Pick it up. Go.
Yeah.
Go find your local dollar store. I don't think we can name the exact brand of store.
But they have it out there for $1.
It's one of those that is literally only $1. Everything in that store, and there it was. So
99 cents, well spent.
Yep. All right.
Man. All right.
Wanna
yeah. So it? That was the that's us here talking about Ninja. On would you buy that for $1? In this case, we definitely would, and would actually recommend it to you folks that are fans of 90s cheese, because that's what this seems like. It's
very
a slice fun. Of, you know, 90s pie. And so until next time, we'll be back here. And again, I'm Stefan White with LRM Online.
I'm Kyle Malone. You can find me at that Kyle Malone on Twitter. You got something on Twitter or anything?
Not yet. I got to get
yet?
On Twitter. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm like, I just stepped out the TARDIS, you know, 1950s.
Hey, so. I'm just like you. So. All right. Good stuff.
See you guys.